Friday night, and it's time to listen to some amazing reverse speech newsmakers with David John Oates, who is down there in Adelaide, Australia. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you, sir?
Hey, Doug. Rolling right along, sir.
Good, 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 good. Oh, we got a lot of stuff to get through today.
Yeah. It's getting, it's really getting to be ugly over here. The Republican hierarchy, not all of it, but much of it, there's a big split in the party now, clearly trying to destroy, literally, figuratively, Donald Trump. They want him dead. They don't care. They want him dead. They're crazy. These people are, in my opinion, as close as you can get to treason as it gets. Treason to the Constitution, treason to our way of life, treason to the Bill of Rights, treason to Donald Trump's human rights, treason to the rights of the millions of people who support him. They are trying to steal their support, steal their votes, steal their franchise, their right to vote and express their opinions. America has never been more exposed as being controlled by an ugly, satanic elite than it is now. And anyone who will participate in this as it used to be thought of, oh, the Democrats and the Republicans, we have a choice. Folks, you don't. The only choice you have is to vote for the one man who has scared these people into endorsing him better than I could or anyone else could. As afraid as they are of him, that should be endorsement enough for you to seriously consider supporting him if you aren't already. Okay? I just had an email from a leftist who is not going to vote for Hillary. She said he would much rather vote for Donald Trump. This is a leftist.
Yeah.
He said, I would never vote for Hillary. She is a career criminal. We know this. Anyway, this is bad. It's not that it's a woman. It makes no difference. This is the best woman we have. No, this is a career criminal. And if a leftist would say, I will vote for Trump rather than Hillary, you hopefully have all the data you need to make a very intelligent decision here. We must carry this man to victory before the convention. These people, again, I'm telling you right now, in my opinion, they are guilty of treason. The way they're acting and conducting themselves and what they have done to this man. His son received an envelope. His wife opened it with white, strange, unidentified white powder today. There have been threats to kill him. Glenn Beck threatened to kill Trump. He says he didn't, but he did. That was a threat. He said, if I was on the same stage with Donald Trump and there was a knife there, the stabbing wouldn't stop. This man is a sick son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I totally agree with every word you say, Jeff.
Oh, thank you.
100% behind you. This is like what happened in 1963. Boy, I have some revelations for you when we do that show.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up on the 29th. Three hours with David John Oates.
I'm still doing it, mate. I know the who. I know some of the why, not all of the why. I'm pretty sure I got most of the how. I'm right into this. This
will be fascinating. David John Oates will be here on the 29th to bring his new reverse speech discoveries about the murder of John Kennedy, who was involved. You heard what David just said. Dick Allgaier will be here, and the great Jim Mars, who has been researching the murder of Kennedy for 52 years.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll add information that I don't have.
Well, they'll be fascinated to hear what you found. Fascinated. Yeah. So will I.
All right. So, anyway, let's get on to the reversals of the week, shall we?
Very good, yeah.
All right. We're going to start off with Ted Cruz. And this is what you're going to get if you vote for Ted Cruz, folks. Here's the forwards.
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
I'm from New York.
What, you're from New York, so you might not.
And backwards, he says, I'll be destroying our freedom.
I'll be destroying our freedom.
I'll be destroying our freedom.
Oh, my.
I'll be destroying our freedom.
You got that?
I got it. And, oh, my. And what does that tandem up with him describing himself as a con man? Jeez. I'll be destroying our... Okay, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. That is the subconscious mind of Ted, Lion Ted Cruz, telling it straight. He cannot lie from the subconscious. Play it again, David, please.
I certainly will. It was a classic reversal. When that was sent to me, I listened to it, I go, wow. Okay, so here's the forwards.
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
I am from New York.
What, you're from New York, so yeah. You might not.
Okay, so I'll be destroying our freedom.
I'll be destroying our freedom.
I'll be destroying our freedom. I'll be destroying our freedom.
Unbelievable.
It's pure evil, folks. Yeah. Remember, if you're new to this, the subconscious doesn't lie. It's incapable of lying. God, that's incredible. Yep.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What you get in reverse speech is what it is. There are no filters or conscious ways to get around it.
You can't equivocate. It's the truth. Well,
this is it. Yep, this is it. All right. Okay. I wanted to start off with that. I thought that was the
that's staggering. That is an evil, evil man.
Yeah.
If somebody called, I did Larry Nichols' program today. Somebody called in very briefly, David, and said, Lion Ted, in his general speech, every statement he makes ends on a downward inflection. He said that is indicative of a man who is not telling the truth, lying, and is disingenuous. A downward inflection. And he did it right there. Play the first part of that. You'll hear it. It's down.
Okay.
Down.
All right. Here we go.
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
Hear it?
Oh, yeah,
down.
Right. Yeah.
Down. It's down. It's down.
You might not.
There, did it again. Oh, I'll be bothered. Interesting. Huh. Oh, I'll be bothered. Interesting stuff. Yeah, all right, okay. All right, here's Bill Clinton defending Hillary. he tells a Marine to shut up, and a woman screams out in the crowd.
Hillary lied over four coffins! Four coffins! She lied, and she lied to his family! So all those families are liars?
Good for that woman.
Backwards, she says, there's no truth. There's no truth.
Live hell truth.
Oh, my.
Live hell truth.
You like that one?
Reverse speech just to get... It gets to be more fascinating all the time, David. Just amazing.
Yeah. There it is. Plain as day.
That's called a congruent reversal. She's speaking the same way forwards and backwards.
Yeah,
wow.
All right, here's some from Ted. He's coaching his daughter. I think this is on his daughter, this reversal. You know, let's just play it.
Okay, who wants to say grace?
I do.
Okay, good.
Hey. Oh, it's okay. Dear Jesus, thank you for the food. Thank you for the day. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my puppy, Amen.
Oh, dear me. And the reversal says our family forgets.
Our family forgets.
Oh, dear me.
Forgets its faith, forgets its principles, forgets all of these important things. That was a staged little PR event.
Yeah, it was. It was. And here's another one. He's coaching his family for his TV ad.
Family that looks great in pastels.
We're fighting for the world that will be our kids' world. And...
Oh, yeah, that was just a little... He's prepping for his ad. And he says, this is a long one. Snakes are evil, but war with this media. Here we go.
Snakes are evil, but war with this media.
Oh, yeah.
Snakes are evil, but war with this media.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he means by that. Anyway, there you go.
I'm just fishing here. But war with the media. War almost sounded like there was a second weak syllable there, like horror. Could it have been horror?
Okay, let's run it again.
War with the media.
Oh, I can hear what you're hearing there, Jeff. Oh, let's do that again.
War with the media.
Oh, I can hear that. There is an extra syllable there. Yeah, you're quite right. You've always had good ears for this stuff, Jeff.
Yeah, I think it might be horror, but whatever.
Anyway, whatever. All right, here's the Cruz defending Netanyahu.
Instead of a president who boycotts Prime Minister Netanyahu.
See, he's down every time. Down.
Yeah.
Imagine a president who stands unapologetically with the nation of Israel.
Down.
Yeah, you're right. Every time. I'll be bothered. I've never noticed that. And here he simply says, they lap it up. He's just saying it for the crowd.
You know, is he saying lap or laugh?
I think it's... No, it's a P. It's a P.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a P. And he's just caving to the crowd is what that means. You know,
sure.
They're loving it.
What a creep.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he doesn't like the media. Here's another reversal about the media.
Things I describe in the book is how I've spent my entire adult life fighting to defend the Constitution. It's been a passion.
And the court.
Literally.
And he says, the knife with this media.
The knife with this media.
The knife with this media. The knife with this media.
I didn't think the media have been treating him too badly, actually.
Oh, are you kidding? They've been... spit shining the guy. He's
have that? Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Let's move on to Trump. Otherwise, we're going to run out of time. I'm looking at time here. Okay. I'm skipping out Sanders and a couple of others. So, all right. Here's Trump attacking Cruz.
There's a big question mark on your head, and you can't do that to the party. You really can't. You can't do that to the party. You have to have certainty, even if it was a 1% chance, and it's far greater than 1%.
And here he says, we hate Hillary.
We hate Hillary.
We hate Hillary. We hate Hillary.
In other words, don't forget what we're all in this for, and that's to defeat Hillary Clinton. That's what he's saying, I think.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with that. That's exactly what he's saying. Yeah. This internal fighting that's happening between the GOP, I don't know what's wrong with them. I mean, I just don't know. It's just, aren't they supposed to rally around the front runner? I mean,
well, they would in any other time, but these people have exposed themselves forever as being, again, I think, guilty of as close to treason, if not treason, you can get. Treason, yeah, in terms of violating Trump's rights to the First Amendment, violating his constitutional rights to self-expression, inviting all kinds of potential, I think, lawsuits. They're doing things that should never be done.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. I'm watching it back here. I'm thinking, gee.
Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah, well, anyway. One thing's for sure, Jeff, we're going to have some great reverse speech shows from...
all the rest of the year, all the way through the year.
Yep. Twice a month now.
Yep.
All right, here we have Trump attacking Hillary.
Because she's not doing so well. And in a head-to-head poll, they just did that. I beat her by 5 or 6 points. I love it. I love it.
And here he just simply says, the head-to-head.
The head-to-head.
The head-to-head. The head-to-head. Yeah.
So it's just a congruent reversal. Same thing backwards as he does forwards, which is what we have seen with Trump ever since we have started analyzing his reversals. Okay?
Right. Yep.
All right. Here we I don't know what this one means. Well, I'll apply it anyway.
I've been on the other side all of my life, and they have a lot of control over our politicians. And I don't say that favorably, and I'm not sure if there's another system. But I say this, I am not accepting any money from anybody. Nobody has control of me other than the people of this country. I'm going to do the right thing.
Oh, I know what this reversal means. The gun is a bush.
Live on this bush.
Live on this bush.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
The bushes are after him. That's what that means.
Oh, yeah. The political assassination weapon is a bush. It's the Bush family. They're thinking that they're going to sneak Jeb Bush back in at the convention. I've heard that a number of times now. They're going to crash the convention, and the party's going to force Jeb Bush in as the nominee. Then it'll be Bush against Clinton if they're successful. Wow.
I hope it's not a future reversal, a future telling, as in the gun being
lit. I agree. Wow. I'm just stupefied at what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I know. Wow. All right. Let me see. Here we have two reversals on Trump disavowing David Duke. Okay, so here we have the forwards.
I don't like to diss about groups if I don't know who they are. I mean, you could have Federation of Jewish Philanthropies and groups. I don't know who the groups are. He's talking about disavowed groups, and that's what I was referring to. But I disavowed him. I disavowed the KKK. I just did the Today Show, and it was the same thing. And I said, how many times?
You know, he's misled us to who David Duke really is, I think. I don't know. Backwards, more blank.
You got that? I think, yeah, sure. What he's saying is they're just using David Duke to throw crap at him. That's what they did.
Yeah, that's
it was a non-issue. It was a non-starter. It meant nothing. David Duke did not endorse him. It was all a lie made up by the media.
That doesn't surprise me at all. And here's another one. I think this is the same section of forwards. Let's find out.
I don't like to diss about groups if I don't know who they are.
Yeah, same section forwards. Okay, so we'll just play the reversal. This evil, they are Jewish.
You hear that?
Now, this man, remember, his children are married, both, a boy and a girl, married to Jewish people. They're both a Jewish offspring from billionaire families. He spent his entire life working with Jewish financiers and financial interests on Wall Street and other savings and loan money to build, all financed. He knows how they operate. He knows. The man knows. That's why the Jews don't like him. That's why the rabbis are boycotting his speech at AIPAC this week. The rabbis will not attend. They know they can't buy the guy. They don't own him. They don't own him at all. They don't like that. They can't buy him. They can't own him.
Wow. Okay, all right. Next one on Trump.
If you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously. Okay? Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees.
And he says backwards, I have guns.
I have guns.
Two ways to take that. That's metaphorically speaking. I've got lawyers. Also, he carries all the time. The Secret Service has guns. So if anybody wants to throw something at him or try to attack him, I've got guns. Either way, you can take it.
Either way, yeah. They could both be true. Yeah, either way. Yeah, right. In other words, he's got the means to defend himself, either legally or with actual guns themselves.
Right.
All right, here we have again. This is a rather long section of forwards. Let's just see how far we'll play it.
In Chicago, which is a city which is majority Hispanic and African-American now, I believe the statistics are, that you went into a situation where you knew there'd be a lot of people on a Saturday that would have the time and the passion to come out, like this fellow we're watching here on tape, to come out and protest your
situation.
Who
is that speaking? That's not Trump.
Sorry?
No, I don't think that's Trump.
That's not Trump?
No. There was really no surprise here, was there, in what happened?
It's a
given
pundit.
The venue of your event
Chris,
tonight.
It shouldn't matter.
It's an interviewer talking to Trump. Now
correct.
Trump's talking.
Right.
Yeah. It shouldn't matter. You know, you're the first one to say it. It shouldn't matter whether it was, whoever lives in the city. I mean, it shouldn't make a difference. Whether it's white, black, Hispanic, it shouldn't matter. I mean, if you have a rally,
they don't like what you're saying.
Well, we shouldn't be restricted from having a rally here because of ethnic makeup or anything like that.
Anyway, I'm in a blank.
And
In other words, he's caught up in a messy situation. No matter what he does, and I think he's correct. That was a completely contrived, controlled flash mob effort to destroy his right to free speech.
That was so obvious, and the police were talking about charging Trump with inciting a riot.
Oh, this is so sickening.
I couldn't believe it when I saw that. Look, I'm in Australia, right across the outside of the world. I was plain as day, you know.
Yeah,
Yeah. If anything, Hillary should be charged with inciting a riot. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, dear.
Wow.
I think the powers in B, the powers up high, the mysterious black them, think we're a lot dumber than we actually are. Well, maybe most of us are. I don't know.
I think you're right. I think people have awakened, and that's why Trump's support continues to expand and grow.
Yeah, right. All right, next one along.
Waleed, I have a few people that I really like and respect.
And he simply says, money and a deal.
Money and a deal.
Whatever.
It's all about deal making and business and money and finance. He knows it, and he's a pro at it. I think he's just reaffirming that subconsciously. Money and the deal. That's what I knew, that's what I know, and that's what we're going to do.
All right. Here he's talking on choosing team for foreign policy, is what the notes say. So here we go.
But I'll do it very shortly. I just don't want to do it now. I will have at the appropriate time, you will get that information. I said in a week or two, and it'll be pretty much in a week or two, but I just don't want to do it quite yet.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, good. Well, at least we know what he's talking about now. Thank you, people who farm our reversals for these little notes. That makes it easier for me. All right, Nasty will beat that battle.
Nasty will beat that battle.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty will beat that battle.
Yeah, there it is.
Nasty will beat
I wonder if he's... See, whoever's interviewing him is pushing him and accusing him or trying to force him. Why don't you name your foreign affairs people? Why? And I think his subconscious is saying, this guy is nasty. And then we'll beat that battle. We'll beat it.
That's typical Trump all the way down the line. Yeah. All right, here's Trump talking about Hillary.
Look, I was hit only once by Hillary, and that was 4 weeks ago, and we haven't heard from her since. And I will tell you, I was not given proper credit, because she went down during that period of time, and they gave the credit when Bernie Sanders all of a sudden started doing well. They gave all the credit. I did a big favor to him, but she said something about me, and I said something very strong about her and Bill. It was just a counter.
He says, I know we shook it.
I know we shook it.
Great reversal.
It is.
Yeah, well, he did. He shook it up. I heard him at a press conference once saying, Bill and Hillary did not have a good weekend that weekend.
Now, you know, he said, I countered. He does counter. He doesn't start things, but he responds. He's an amazing human being.
As he should, yep. Well, my people, because we're right into all my staff right now, right into 1963, but we're drawing comparisons, you know, and he's in as much trouble as JFK was.
He's in great danger.
Yeah, I'm worried about him. I really am.
Yeah, you're not the only one. Yep.
Yeah.
Millions of people are. This is a very evil country in many ways, and it's being shown now like never before. The public is seeing the truth of how they are controlled and disrespected and abused constantly.
Yeah, well, look, America's got to go back to the Constitution. I mean, I don't know how you got off. I think Kennedy's assassination was part of it.
That was a coup d'etat. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely, it was a coup d'etat. Absolutely. No doubt. No doubt whatsoever. Brazenly done right in front of the eyes of the world.
They did it for a reason, to scare and intimidate people. It's what you're going to get if you don't play ball. The 29th, David John Oates will be here to present his reversals on the JFK murder, assassination, whatever you want to call it. And Dick Allgaier, the remote viewer, will be here. And Jim Mars. It's going to be a memorable, memorable program on the 29th, Tuesday.
I'll tell you who masterminded the whole thing.
Wow. Well.
All right. Okay. Next verse along on Trump. We're running out of time here. So here we go.
If you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously.
Oh, that's the same clip. Yeah. Okay. And And he says, seriously kill them.
Seriously kill them. Seriously kill them.
Yeah.
Seriously kill them.
Not kill as in literal, but, you know, not...
Figuratively. Nail them. Finish them off. Stop them.
Yep. All right. Here we have Trump again.
But I'm not being treated the right way. I am not being treated properly. I brought in millions and millions of people to the Republican Party.
Interesting reverse on Trump. We love you.
We love you.
He's talking about the millions of people he has brought in and gotten to participate in the system. He loves those people. This guy is telling the truth.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
We've established that thanks to you and your work months ago now.
Yeah, and the reversals on Trump just keep on coming in. They don't change. They're all congruent.
Yeah.
He's all for America. He knows exactly what he's doing. The only hope America's got, you can quote me on that.
Agreed. I totally agree. Wow. Wow, what an hour. Thank you, David, very much for that.
Thanks, Jeff. My pleasure, mate.
Yeah, thanks to all your great people out there helping. Thanks to all of you. This is really something. You take care, David. Thanks.
Sure will. Thanks,
all right,
Jeff.
Good night. Lots to think about there. Well, not really a lot to think about. We know. The guy is just a real deal. And you heard Ted Cruz... not the real deal. Wow. All right, we will be back on Monday, and Sunday night our best of. We'll certainly rerun this on Sunday night, and hope to have you along Monday as we continue. In the meantime, you'll know where to find us at rents.com.